All right, get ready because today we are taking a deep dive into a year of amazing success with the BNI Financial District chapter in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
You might be thinking another networking group, but hold on.
Right.
This one is something special.
It is.
We've got the inside scoop here, their reflections, their actual numbers. And let me tell you, this isn't just about like shaking hands and trading business cards.
Oh, no.
This is a story about a community of people who really get the power of helping each other out and how that actually helps your own business grow too.
Yeah, and what's so cool about this chapter is how they take that whole giver's gain
All
philosophy
right.
and actually turn it into a money-making machine.
Yeah.
Over $3.25 million generated between members this year.
Whoa.
Astounding.
That's not small potatoes.
Yeah.
But before we get like lost in the dollar signs, I think it's good to get everyone on the same page. For those who haven't heard of it, BNI stands for Business Network International, and it's all about using those referrals to grow your business.
Exactly. It's not just networking to network, you know.
Yeah.
BNI has an actual system where members are committed to finding and passing on those qualified referrals to each other.
Right.
And this chapter, they've cracked the code. They are the number one chapter in their whole region,
Yeah.
beating out 42 others.
Wow, that's a competitive scene.
Right.
So what's the secret? Is it just showing up at these weekly meetings, or is there more to it?
There's definitely a strategy involved. What really stands out in their reflections is their dedication to providing value.
Okay.
They don't just show up and pitch their own thing. They're actively looking for ways to help others,
I like that.
connecting people, sharing resources, really going above and beyond for each other's success.
So it's not just about what you can get out of it, but what you put in. That sounds good in theory, but how does that giving actually turn into real business?
Well, that's where their emphasis on quality referrals comes in.
Okay.
They don't just pass on any lead. They have ways to vet those referrals,
Oh, interesting.
making sure they're high quality and likely to turn into actual business.
Right.
This keeps members from wasting time on dead-end leads, and it builds trust and accountability.
That makes sense. But $3.25 million is serious money. Did everyone in the chapter see that kind of success? Because let's be real, not every business is going to take off overnight, even with a great network.
That's a great question. And honestly, one, their reflections don't really address directly.
Oh.
It would be interesting to know if any members didn't see that same level of financial gain and what might have caused that.
Yeah.
Was it the type of business, their level of participation, something else entirely?
Right, because success isn't a straight line.
Exactly.
It would be helpful to understand those nuances, but even with those possible differences, it's clear this chapter has something powerful going on.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of it comes from their leadership.
Oh, yeah.
They have a president, Ty, who's described as a natural motivator and really sets the tone for the whole chapter. And then there's Colin, the VP, who brings this incredible energy to every single meeting.
Wait, didn't I read that Colin is their Mr. Basketball? What's that about?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
He's known for his ability to assist, always looking for ways to connect people and make those win-win situations happen.
Nice.
And then there's Izzy, who heads up the membership committee with so much dedication, keeping everything running like a well-oiled machine.
So you've got the inspiring leader, the energetic connector, and the operational mastermind. Sounds like a pretty solid leadership team.
It is.
But I'm curious about the everyday members too. What are they like?
Well, it's clear from the reflections that this chapter really values recognizing everyone's contributions, and they have a pretty diverse mix of personalities.
Okay.
You've got Ron, the CPA, who somehow manages to make accounting fun.
Oh, I love that. It's so important to be yourself, even in a professional setting. Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's Allison, who's a dedicated mentor, always ready to help new members navigate the BNI world.
Mentorship is so important in any networking group. Having someone with experience to guide you can really make all the difference. But it sounds like this chapter goes beyond just the leaders and mentors.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We also read about Barry, who always shares these inspirational quotes at the end of each meeting,
Yeah.
adding a touch of motivation and thoughtfulness.
It's those little things that really build community, right?
Yeah, they do.
And what about the folks who keep things running smoothly behind the scenes? I'm always curious about those unsung heroes.
You're right. Those people often don't get the recognition they deserve.
Right.
For this chapter, there's Paul Harris, who generously provides their meeting space each week.
That's huge. Having a welcoming space can set the tone for a productive meeting. What else?
Well, there's Chris Jordan, Seth, and Christina, who are the brains behind their social events, creating opportunities for members to connect on a deeper level outside those formal business settings.
So important. Yeah. Those casual get-togethers are often where the real magic happens.
Yeah.
Relationships grow, trust builds, and even friendships form. It's what turns a network into a real community.
Exactly. And then you've got Joe Poirier, who just seems to be a constant source of support and guidance for the chapter.
It's amazing how people who are always there to lend a helping hand can have such a huge impact on a group's overall vibe.
It really is.
And we can't forget the welcoming committee, John, Chris, Josh, and Tony, who make sure every visitor feels like a VIP from the moment they walk in the door.
It's true. First impressions are everything.
Exactly.
That warm greeting can set the stage for a really positive experience.
So as we can see, the BNI Financial District chapter's success comes from this incredible mix of people, each bringing their own unique talents and personalities.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the idea that a thriving community isn't just about shared goals, mm-hmm. but about appreciating everyone's strengths.
I love that.
And that brings us to a question for you. What stands out to you so far?
Oh, good question.
What's grabbing your attention as we dig into this chapter's success story?
I think. Yeah, it really is inspiring.
Yeah.
Seeing how all these individual contributions come together.
Right, yeah.
To create something so much bigger than themselves.
Right.
It's a good reminder that success isn't a solo act.
Yeah.
It's about collaboration and support.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing the value that everyone brings.
Absolutely. And speaking of recognizing value,
yeah.
This chapter doesn't just celebrate the big wins.
Right.
They highlight those little acts of service that often go unnoticed.
Like their parking guru.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Facey.
Jerry.
Remember we talked about Boston's crazy parking situation?
I do, yeah.
Well, Jerry's mastered it.
Uh-huh.
He's always willing to lend a hand to his fellow members.
It's those small gestures,
yeah.
right? It's Jerry saying, hey, parking's a nightmare. Let me help you out.
Exactly.
That's what creates camaraderie.
Yeah.
Strengthens the bonds within the community.
It reinforces that givers gain philosophy in action.
Right.
Even something as simple as helping someone park
can contribute to a more positive and supportive environment.
Makes you wonder if that helpfulness goes beyond the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do they swap babysitting services, help each other move? Is there like a BNI Financial District favor bank going on?
Well, their reflections don't really go into that.
Okay.
But it's a fascinating thought.
Yeah.
Something to explore if you ever chat with a member of this chapter.
I'm adding it to my list.
Okay.
But back to their accomplishments.
Yeah.
They had a huge year in 2024, hit that impressive $3.25 million mark.
Yeah.
What are they aiming for in 2025?
They haven't publicly announced specific goals for 2025.
Okay.
But the reflections show a real ambition
mm-hmm.
and desire to push the limits.
Okay.
They even use the phrase, crush their goals.
Oh, wow.
Which suggests they're not content just replicating past successes.
That's the energy I love.
Right.
But is it sustainable? I mean, Giver's Game sounds great, but can people keep giving at that level without burning out?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's something any organization built on this philosophy has to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to be generous with your time and resources when things are going well.
Right.
But what happens when someone hits a rough patch?
Yeah.
Do they still feel obligated to give as much?
Right. Because Giver's Gain can't become... Givers get drained.
Exactly.
It's got to be sustainable.
And that's where communication and strong leadership come in.
Okay.
It's about creating a culture where people feel comfortable saying, hey, I need a break. Or... I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Without feeling judged or penalized.
So it's finding that balance between giving and self-care.
Exactly. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
And it's recognizing that giving can take many forms.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about money or tangible stuff.
Okay.
Sometimes it's lending an ear, offering words of encouragement.
Right.
Just being there for someone when they need it.
And that support system seems to be built into this chapter.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about the leaders, the mentors, the social event organizers, but there's also this whole group of veteran members who bring that stability and continuity.
Right.
Jerry K. Allen, Ted Tabitha, Rob Fish, Matt Lenny, Julianne.
Yeah. Their experience and wisdom are so valuable to the group.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen the chapter evolve.
Right.
And they can offer guidance to the newer members,
right.
making sure that Giver's Gain philosophy stays strong.
Yeah.
And those core values of the chapter stay intact.
They're like the keepers of the flame.
Right.
But what about the new folks?
Oh, yeah.
I know they had a lot of new members join this year.
Yes, and their reflections emphasize how important it is to welcome fresh perspectives and new energy into the group.
Okay.
In 2024, they welcomed Chris Fontaine, Kristen Robnichols, Rob Nichols, Sarah Vladcliffe, Dana Ken, Michelle Milton, Mark Michaud, Dennis Greenwood, and Joanne.
Wow, that's a lot of new faces.
It is.
It's going to be tough to integrate all those newcomers while keeping that close-knit community vibe.
It takes effort. But this chapter seems to have found a way to balance that influx of new energy with the stability provided by their veteran members.
And of course, they have their awesome welcoming committee.
Oh, yeah.
John, Chris, and Tony, making sure everyone feels like they belong from the moment they walk in.
And speaking of belonging,
yeah,
they even had a few members who welcomed new additions to their families this year.
Oh.
Carolyn, Kevin, and Seth.
That's so sweet.
It is.
It really does feel like a family atmosphere.
Yeah.
Celebrating milestones together, supporting each other through ups and downs, building businesses while building those bonds.
It's a beautiful reminder that success isn't just about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the relationships we build, the communities we create, the positive impact we have on each other's lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, there's one member we haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
And his story, I think, really captures the spirit of this chapter.
Oh, you mean Mark Samara, the networking tips guy?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Here's a guy who clearly gets the power of connection and knows how to bring some fun into the business world.
Right. It's not all serious handshakes and spreadsheets.
Exactly.
Right.
And his willingness to share his knowledge and entertain his fellow members speaks volumes about the chapter's culture of generosity and camaraderie.
Yeah. And then there's Nick, the timekeeper. Making sure those meetings stay on track.
Right.
Efficient.
The unsung hero of productivity.
Exactly.
His role might seem small, but it's crucial.
Yeah.
For making sure everyone's time is respected and the meetings stay focused and productive.
Right. It's easy to overlook those small contributions,
yeah.
but they hold everything together.
So as we think about the BNI Financial District chapter's incredible year, what are some takeaways that we can all apply to our own lives and professional journeys? Well, for me, it's the reminder that success is multifaceted. It's not just about the money.
Right.
But also about strong relationships, a supportive environment, a sense of belonging. And it's about that balance between giving and self-care.
Okay.
Remembering that we can't pour from an empty cup.
And I think it's about challenging those old ideas of networking.
Yeah.
It's not just collecting business cards and attending events. It's about building real connections, offering support.
Right.
Actively looking for ways to help others succeed.
Exactly. The BNI Financial District chapter shows that when you prioritize those genuine connections that mutual support that culture of giving, the financial rewards often follow naturally.
Yeah.
It's proof of the power of human connection
and
the idea that we can achieve more together than we ever could alone.
I think that's a beautiful takeaway.
It is.
Makes you wonder, what if we applied this giver's gain to other parts of our lives? Imagine the impact it could have on our communities, our relationships, even our own well-being.
That's a powerful thought.
Yeah.
What if we went into every interaction wanting to be generous with a genuine desire to see others succeed?
Right.
It's a simple change in mindset, but it could totally change how we interact with the world.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
Sure.
Think about the communities you're a part of. Work neighborhood online. How can you embody that giver's gain spirit?
Right.
What unique talents and perspectives do you have that can help them thrive?
And remember, it doesn't have to be these big gestures or complicated plans.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most meaningful things are the small acts of kindness.
Right.
Those moments when you help someone listen to someone, offer a word of encouragement.
Because as the BNI Financial District chapter shows us,
it's
often those little acts of generosity that make the biggest difference, creating that ripple effect of positivity that can transform individuals' communities, even the world around us.
So go out there, be a giver.
Yeah.
Build connections and watch the rewards unfold.
Love it.
Often in ways you'd never expect.
Until next time, fellow deep divers.
Yeah.
Keep exploring. Keep learning. And keep giving. You know, it's interesting. We started talking about a business networking group.
Yeah.
But it feels like we've uncovered something so much bigger, you know?
I know.
The BNI Financial District chapter's story
really
shows how community, generosity, collaboration, all of that can lead to success that goes way beyond just the money.
It's not just about the bottom line, right?
Exactly. It's like they figured out how to create this awesome support system.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Where everyone feels valued.
Right, and empowered to really thrive.
Yeah. But it wasn't just given to them.
No.
They faced their share of challenges just like any other organization.
Of course. I mean, they're operating in a competitive business world.
Right.
And the economy. It's not always predictable.
No.
And even with good intentions, keeping that giver's gain going all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
So how did they deal with those challenges? How did they turn those roadblocks into stepping stones?
Well, one key is strong leadership.
Okay.
People like Ty, who inspire.
Uh-huh.
Colin, who's all about connecting.
Yeah.
And Izzy, who makes sure everything runs smoothly.
Right. But it's more than just the people in charge.
Oh, definitely.
Leadership can come from anyone, right?
Absolutely.
It's about everybody stepping up and owning their role.
That's what's so cool about this chapter.
Yeah.
They've built a culture where everybody, from the veterans to the newbies, feels empowered to contribute.
I like that.
And share their unique talents.
So it's not about showing up just expecting to receive.
No way.
It's about actively finding ways to give, to help, to add something to the mix.
It's about adding value.
Yeah. But how do they measure that value? Is it all dollars and cents, or are there other things they look at?
Well, that $3.25 million in revenue is definitely a sign of success.
Yeah.
But their reflections show they also care about stuff like the number of good referrals.
Right.
The growth of individual businesses.
Mm.
And how satisfied and engaged their members are overall.
It's a well-rounded approach.
It is.
Not just fixated on the numbers, but the bigger picture.
Right. How it impacts their members' lives, both in work and personally.
Yeah, that's what sets them apart.
I think so.
They get that real success is about more than one thing.
Uh-huh.
And that financial success often follows.
Yeah.
When you focus on those relationships and support and create that shared purpose.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I want to bring it back to you, the listener.
Okay.
What really struck you in this exploration of the BNI Financial District chapter's year?
Yeah. What are you taking away from this?
What can you use in your own life, your own work, your own community?
Maybe it's given you the itch to find or build your own thriving community.
Oh, yeah.
A group of people who get you.
Right.
Who share your values and really want to see each other succeed.
Love it.
Or maybe it's inspired you to look closer at the communities you're already in.
Right. The ones that already exist.
And ask, how can I step up?
Yeah.
What can I bring to the table?
And it doesn't have to be huge, dramatic things.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Sometimes the best stuff comes from those small acts of kindness.
It's true.
Those moments where you go the extra mile for someone.
Right. Just being there for someone, offering support.
Because like the BNI Financial District chapter shows us.
Yeah.
Those little acts of generosity often have the biggest impact.
They really do.
They create a wave of positivity that can change people, communities, the world.
So go out there.
Yes.
Be a giver.
Yeah.
Make connections.
Build those relationships.
And see what happens.
And just watch how it all unfolds.
You might be surprised.
So, until next time, fellow deep divers.
Until next time.
Keep exploring, keep learning.
Keep giving.
And keep giving.